Up with a new word, FOMO-ho, fear of missing out, helping out. Got my son 20 minutes away from those SoCal fires. I got a lot of family and friends out there that I've been checking out all weekend. Knock on wood, they're close, but they haven't been affected as far as losing a house. So, very lucky about that. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. Always checking in, one of our volunteer great firefighters. TJ, what do you think about that out there?
It's crazy out there. I've got friends that are work for Cal Fire that have been out 18 hours a day.
Wow.
For the last few days. So, yeah, they definitely need some help, and they need a lot of prayers out there.
We're sending the good vibes. That's all we could do, and thanks for checking in. My son's got the go bag ready, and he's told family and friends out there, go bag just in case, because those winds shift. Anything's possible. But luckily, so far, he's just close. But they can smell the smoke. They can see the smoke and ashes. He's that close, yeah. But he's okay so far.
But he hasn't been told to evacuate.
No, not yet. Not yet. Some didn't have much notice how to go, and the houses are, destroyed. There's so many destroyed. Imagine his jobs just stopped. Oh, my goodness. I saw one story about a guy who had rescued two dogs. Fires come. He had to get out quick. The dogs are scared. They run out. He gets one, but he's like, oh, my God, I lost my rescue dog, right? Came back 2 days later. It was there in the burning ashes. Came back to home. And so he was able to get his second dog. He's like, I rescued him. I want to keep him. And there were other stories about dogs who had ran off because they're scared, but then They find them back in the ashes and the debris. They're like, they come back home. It's amazing how dogs are like that,
right?
Isn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Another crazy story I saw, Ricky Lake, remember, a talk show personality?
Yeah.
She had a medium, a psychic, tell her house was going to burn like about a month ago. She's like, oh, really? Thanks a lot. She lost her house.
Did she?
Wow, isn't that nuts?
See, I don't want to buy into the whole psychic thing, but my mom was in Florida years ago with my sister, and they stumbled in and got their, I don't know, fortunes read, if you will. And they told my mom before she was diagnosed with anything she's suffering with that she would have, they said, you'll have a long life, but you'll live with a lot of illness. And at the time she was like, what? Why would you tell me that?
Yeah.
That sounds terrible. Oh, that's way down the line. A couple of years later, there she was, diagnosed with all sorts of illnesses. And it's crazy. I'm like, ugh, I don't want some. Maybe it's because I don't want to hear it. That's why I'm like against any of that.
Yeah. I mean, the psychics, do they have a special skill? They can see the future, or they get lucky guessing? Hope, you were telling us your mom had an experience with a psychic. We're going to find out what happened. What was her prediction? To Hope's mom next, WBE. Horrible fires, devastating in SoCal, and my son's 20 minutes away from it. Luckily, knock on wood, everything's okay, but he's ready. If they tell him he's got to go, he's got the go bag. He's ready to go. Ricky Lake, talk show host, had a psychic say a month ago, your house is going to burn down. And it did. TJ was just talking about her mom, Mama J. A psychic once said many years ago, you're going to get sick.
Yeah, I see a lot of illness.
Ah. Horrible.
And of course, Mama's been fighting illness for like 5 years now. So, yeah.
I did a psychic at a convention once. And this was like 20 years ago. And I got the best one. I thought, oh, look at that long lifeline. You're going to live a long life. And I go, isn't that good? She goes, is it? You'll watch all your family and friends die. I go,
see?
What?
Oh, my God.
You want to talk about buzzkill? Like, I was like, hey, I got the best one of you. And then she dropped that on me. You're going to watch everybody around you die. I'm like, oh, my God, it's horrible. But you and your mom tried to do one of these things, and you're not a believer, huh?
Yeah, we were on vacation. We saw a sign for psychics, walk-ins welcome, just call ahead. So we call, and she's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I can't do a reading today. And my mom's like, well, she's not a very good psychic. She didn't even know we were coming.
Oh. But
ba-dum!
Yeah, thank you. I wish I was a seven-minute man.
Oh, my gosh.
92.5 WB. It's the average person, according to sleep experts, falls asleep in 7 minutes. I'm looking at the clock, 10 minutes, 18 minutes, 30 minutes. I've laid in bed and it's been an hour and I'm still sitting there because I have problems shutting off my brain. Mm. I can't relax enough to go to sleep in 7 minutes. Do you think you fall asleep in 7 minutes? Are you average?
Oh, yeah. That's one of the things that my Ring tracks. It's one of the things I check every morning to see how long it took me to fall asleep. Saturday night, 3 minutes.
Wow.
Your Ring tells you that?
Yep.
You got to get one of these rings.
I'm telling you.
It tells her everything.
No. You know what the Ring would say to me? You're still up, Bo. Yeah. Oh, thank you. I know that. Yeah. I'm looking at the
clock.
Shut
your brain off.
Do you think you're 7 minutes? Fall asleep on the average?
I think I fall asleep okay. It's staying asleep for me. But I conk right out. If anything, yeah. Like, Steve is frequently talking to me, and I'll just be out. He'll be like, yeah, and another day, I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Some people watch the TV to fall asleep.
I just listen to Steve.
So you just listen to your husband.
I'm sorry, what were you saying? Why do you wait until I'm exhausted to go over things?
And then when I was sleeping last night in the middle of the sleep, my wife, Celeste, she jumps up, like kicks off the covers right in the middle of the night, takes off her top. I'm like, oh, really? Hang on a second. I'm trying to. And I go, everything okay? She's like, these puppies are so hot, these little hot pockets. I'm sweating. Oh, I'll go back to sleep. Okay, yeah. Thanks. Sleep, it's so important to us. Really? Okay.
Yeah, it's 7 minutes. I'll have to keep track. You know what you need to start doing a little bit more? Visualization. Focus on your breath. If I have trouble falling asleep, you got to bring it back to something simple, like inhale, outhale.
Yeah, do you exhale, count backwards? I can't do it from 99 because then I get to like 30 and I'm just mad that I'm still awake. So I usually start at like 1,000.
Wow.
999, 998.
Yeah.
I eventually fall asleep.
Okay.
I would hope so.
Well, we just got a text in about a house tour to help you fall asleep faster. What is that all about? Going to get into it next. Falling asleep faster, Amber Lee says she closed her eyes and she visualized a house tour to fall asleep faster. Walking up, looking at the shrubbery, going through the front door. Oh, what's in her living room? What's in their kitchen? Looking at details and a house tour.
Her like, own house.
No.
Just any house she imagines
any house,
up.
Yeah.
So it's like watching HGTV in your own mind.
I've dozed off a few times during that. Maybe she's onto something there.
Might work. This says, hey, I'm just like TJ. I fall asleep in 2 minutes. I'll have a conversation with my husband, and then he'll say to me, hey, I was talking to you, but then you fell asleep. Same. I don't know why, but Steve waits until we could be together for hours before we head to bed. But it's at bed. He's like, you know, we really should call so-and-so. Like, that's what he starts. And it goes just like this. Womp, 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 womp.
So Steve is an adult from the Peanuts cartoon.
Correct.
I'm calling him that next time I see him.
It's like a womp, 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 womp. I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Steve! I'm going to start calling you Peanuts teachers. I'm going to start calling you. 92.5 WBEE. But is the next pick-me-up in country music going to be The Wiggles?
Like fruit salad?
Yummy, yummy, yummy. Yeah. Hot potato, hot potato.
Yeah.
Cold spaghetti, cold spaghetti. See, they're putting out a country album, The Wiggles. I'm not kidding you. And they're going on concert.
The same guys?
Well, they've...
The Wiggles dudes?
Some of them have gotten mature and had retired, and they got a new group of Wiggles coming in.
But they're
in.
Still dressed like The Wiggles.
Yes, yes. And they brought in Dolly Parton and Lainey Wilson and Dasha to help them on their country music album. They brought in some big guns in from the female country world. Hmm. Here's a little, this one was with Dasha and Dolly.
Wiggle up, boots on the ground, wiggle up, go round and round. Wiggle up, boots on the ground, giddy up, down.
I could see that line dancing in the club. The Wiggles, giddy up. Would now, you dance to that?
I would dance to that. Now, okay. Do you think that's going to be like the new Baby Shark that took over like every single baseball stadium? I felt like for a while it was like everywhere you went, everyone was doing Baby Shark. Yeah. Do you think it's going to...
Well, Baby Shark, everybody thought it was cute, and then it was too much, and it kind of got a little bit negative, especially with parents and the earworms. So, giddy up. Or maybe we need that to combat the Baby Shark, right? Maybe?
I just figure, look at how many years Sesame Street did all the celebrities. It was the who's who. You knew you made it big when you got to go on Sesame Street, okay. Right? So maybe this is a similar thing. I'm not going to hold it against them. Maybe you'd really have made it when you get to do something with the Wiggles.
Dolly Parton, you finally made it. There
Good
you go.
Good for you, kiddo.
Yeah.